理课堂听 class.com。
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Studio Classroom Online. Well, we've been taking a look at the best-selling book, The Purpose-Driven Life, written by Rick Warren. And today we want to continue to find out more about this book.
Yesterday we learned that Rick Warren addresses some very important questions in the book, questions like, why am I here? Meaning, why am I on this earth? Mm-hmm. What purpose do I have? And now we're going to look at 40 days. Rick Warren brings the reader through 40 days in the book.
That's right, 40 days of purpose. And it's an interesting study. Many places are studying this, businesses, churches. And we're going to find out more about that right now. Please join us on page 27 in the left-hand column as we continue.
The Purpose-Driven Life. 40 days. The Purpose-Driven Life introduces 40 days of purpose, designed to help readers explore the question, what am I here for? The book contains 40 chapters. The idea is to read a chapter a day. Every 7 days, you then meet with friends or co-workers to discuss what you've read. Millions worldwide have done this, individually and through specific organizations. Prisons, schools, the U.S. Senate, and corporations like the Coca-Cola Company have all organized discussion groups for the book. According to the Washington Post, Warren's book is being studied by millions and is astonishing the publishing world.
So we find out in this section that the Purpose-Driven Life book introduces 40 days of purpose. So it takes the reader through 40 days of study, and you learn more about your purpose in this world.
It's like a journey, and the author, Rick Warren, is the tour guide, and he's going to bring you through this journey. It's going to take 40 days. I guess the book is divided into 40 chapters. So after 40 days, you'll come out of this journey, and hopefully you'll have thought about some of these life's questions and some of the answers.
Notice it says it's designed to help readers explore the question, why am I here, or what am I here for? So that is a long sentence, and actually we have a special feature this year with our usage tips. Liz is going to help us out a little bit and explain this sentence a little better. Join Liz right now for this.
No problem, Vicki. Hi, students. My name is Liz, and welcome to Usage Tips. We're talking about the sentence on page 27, line 1. The Purpose-Driven Life introduced 40 days of purpose, designed to help readers explore the question, what am I here for? 这么长的句子是不是有一点难懂呢？其实要解析这个超长的句子，可以在原句中加上 which was, 好让原句成为The Purpose-Driven Life introduced 40 days of purpose, which was designed to help readers explore the question, what am I here for? Which 的后面会引出一个从属子句，好让40 days of purpose 能够有进一步说明。那如果把 which was 这两个字省略后，从属子句会变成一个分词片语，但是句子的意思还是完全相同。Let's look at this example.The school finally had a computer lab, which was donated by a rich businessman. 可以改成 The school finally had a computer lab donated by a rich businessman. Want to practice more? 还想要更多的练习例句吗？请翻到第27页的 usage tips. 鼓励大家多多练习。答案就在第30页。That's all for now with usage tips. I'll see you next time. Back to you, Vicky.
Well, thank you, Liz. That was very helpful. We notice in this sentence also it says, designed to help readers explore the question, what am I here for? So it's designed for this purpose. It was written for this specific purpose.
Well, as I said a moment ago, the book contains 40 chapters, and the idea is to read a chapter every day. Every 7 days, you then meet with your friends or coworkers to discuss the book.
That's right. Now, a lot of people don't do that part of it. They read the book on their own and think about it. But it's best read this way, where you read a chapter a day. At the end of the week, you get together with your friends, your coworkers, somebody from your church, sit in the group and discuss the things that you learned from those 7 chapters.
Now, that's a good idea, Vicky, to discuss what you've learned. I think you understand more. I think you learn more when you talk about it with other people. Mm-hmm. You can read a lot and take in a lot of information, but it doesn't seem to have the same impact that it would if you talked about it.
I agree, Steve. I actually met with a group to do this a couple of times, not every time, but it was very helpful because you get different people's perspective. You hear their stories and why it impacted their lives. So I think this is very, very helpful. I used to be a member of a book club, and we read many books like this, and it was a lot of fun.
Okay, so you read 1 chapter a day. I think the author advises don't read more than one. One is enough, and they're not long chapters. And again, the author wants you to digest, to really absorb what you're reading so that you understand it.
I think that's a key point, Steve, because I think a lot of times when we read something, we read it quickly, we don't take time to think about it, and we quickly forget what we've read. We don't really process it or digest it, as you said. But by taking time to read this, we can get so much more from it.
Okay. Well, we know that millions worldwide have done this individually and through specific organizations. So they have organized these discussion groups, these study groups by themselves, but these organizations have also organized these discussion groups for their workers or for other people.
We notice in the next sentence it lists some of the places that this book has been studied: in prisons, schools, the U.S. Senate, and corporations like the Coca-Cola Company. Now, this may surprise a lot of people, but this book is going into places where you may not expect it to.
Okay, in line 9, the U.S. Senate is one house of Congress, which forms one of the branches of the government in the United States. And they're elected officials, so all of these officials who study the book would meet and talk about the book.
That's right. It's made up of 2 senators from every state. Now, I don't think that every senator was studying the book, but there were certain groups among this in the Senate that were doing this.
Right. And corporations. Now, corporations is different from a company or a simple store. A corporation is a legal entity. So it's recognized by the government as a legal entity separate from the people who actually own it.
Okay, so these different places organize these discussion groups, as it says here. And according to the Washington Post, Warren's book is actually being studied by millions and is astonishing the publishing world. So the publishing world, those who publish out there, are shocked by its success.
Okay, the Washington Post, again, is another United States newspaper based in Washington, and they're really surprised. They can't believe that The Purpose-Driven Life is enjoying the success that it is.
Right. It says here, is astonishing the publishing world. When someone or you are astonishing someone, you are shocking them in many ways or amazing them greatly. So let's review that right now in the following skit.
You know, my science teacher was really astonished because I passed the test.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And my math teacher was really astonished because I passed that test, too.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And guess what? I passed the English test.
Really? So was your teacher astonished?
Very astonished. And my parents are astonished, too.
Good for you. So who was astonished the most?
I was.
Well, the success of The Purpose-Driven Life is astonishing. It's astonishing the publishing world. Something else that's quite astonishing would be Ken and Rachel. So join them right now in our chat room.
Welcome to the chat room. Hey, Rachel, I think there's some punctuation errors in the quote by the Washington Post.
Really? Show me.
Look here. It says, Warren's book is being ... studied by millions ... and is astonishing the publishing world. Why are there three periods in a row?
Oh, I see what you mean. Three periods in a row are called an ellipsis, and the plural of ellipsis is ellipses.
So why are ellipses used here?
Good question. The purpose of the ellipses is to show that text has been left out of a direct quote. Our author chose not to include the entire quote in the lesson. It was probably too long, so she pulled out the most important points and added two ellipses.
句点叫做 period, 可是连续打三个句点呢叫做 ellipsis, 这就是省略符号。省略符号最常用在的一个就是在一个 quote 当中，就是当你引用别人的话的时候，但是又不想把一大串的话通通的 quote 引用下来，你就可以用这个 ellipsis 来表示那个省略的部分。I've noticed that you like to use ellipses when you write emails. Why is that?
Let's see. I think it's because I like to pause when I'm writing, and an ellipsis helps me separate my thoughts.
Got it, but our students should keep in mind that ellipses are only used in informal writing.
Right. In formal writing, you won't want to use them, unless you are directly quoting someone and the quote's too long.
有时候我们写 email 的时候呢，也会用到 ellipsis。那这种用法呢，是一个非正式的用法。我们用这三个点来表示，口气上的停顿啦，或者在思考。要注意的是，只要打三个点就好了，不要打一连串一大堆点，要不然就不叫做 ellipsis。
Time for a break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The Coca-Cola Company first started selling Coca-Cola in 1886. True or false? That first year, the company only made $50 selling drinks. True. The first year, the Coca-Cola Company only sold about 9 drinks a day. Now they sell about 1 billion drinks a day. Sounds like business is really improving.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Studio Classroom Online. We've been talking about the purpose-driven life and the success that it has experienced.
We just used the word astonishing before the break to describe the success of the book. We're going to use that word again. In the story that we're about to learn, it's an astonishing story about a hostage and the book, The Purpose-Driven Life.
That's right. Join us now on line 15 in the left-hand column as we take a look at Hostage Brings Hope.
The Purpose-Driven Life. Hostage Brings Hope. In March 2005, one particular reader made the news and brought the book even greater attention. Ashley Smith was taken hostage by escaped prisoner and suspected murderer Brian Nichols. During their over 7 hours together, Ashley asked if she could read to him from The Purpose-Driven Life. Nichols agreed and even asked her to repeat certain sections. Warren says Miss Smith used the book to bring some hope to her captor's life. Nichols finally let her go unharmed and let the police arrest him.
First of all, let's take a look at this word hostage. A hostage is a person that is taken prisoner either by an individual or by a group until certain demands are met or until money is turned over to them.
Wow, so if you're involved in a hostage situation, it's not a fun time. Well, in March 2005, one particular reader made the news. Now, a reader of the book, The Purpose-Driven Life, made the news. Something happened to her that was newsworthy. It was of such interest that the newspapers and the TV shows brought it to everyone's attention.
Right, that's exactly what we mean when something makes the news, is it gets into the news because it's something that people want to hear about. Otherwise, it wouldn't be in the news.
And what happened to her brought the book even greater attention. Remember, the book had been receiving all of this international attention, but this instance, this situation, brought the book even more attention. Ashley Smith was taken hostage by escaped prisoner and suspected murderer Brian Nichols. What a terrible time.
I can't imagine how frightening something like this would be. And for Ashley Smith, it was very frightening. She was alone there in her home when this man came. She did have a daughter, but the daughter was staying with her parents, I believe. And she was alone, but she kept thinking about, if this man kills me, my daughter will not have a mother. And actually, she lost her husband. Her husband had been murdered quite some time ago, so she was afraid that her daughter would lose both of her parents.
Wow. So, this suspected murderer comes to her house. Now, a suspected person or a suspect is someone who is presumed guilty before they're proven innocent. They have some thoughts or some ideas, the police do, as to why this person might be guilty. And this person, Brian Nichols, was suspected of murdering someone. So this person comes to Ashley's house and takes her hostage. And then what does Ashley do?
Well, it says during their over 7 hours together, right in her house, she began to read to him from The Purpose-Driven Life. And this story made headlines all over the world because people were shocked at what happened. She began to read parts of the book, and he would even ask her to repeat parts of the book. He wanted to hear more.
Wow, so even this prisoner who had escaped was very interested in these questions that the book was addressing. Why am I here? And does my life have meaning? Ashley was reading from the book, trying to help this prisoner understand some things about his own life.
That's right. And she was actually talking to him about his purpose in life. Perhaps part of his purpose in life was to do something good from this point on and not to stay in this kind of lifestyle, but to make some good choices that would affect a lot of people's lives.
Well, Rick Warren says Ms. Smith used the book to bring some hope to her captor's life. And that's who the captor was. It was Brian Nichols. He captured Ashley, so he can be called the captor. And the captive is Ashley Smith.
That's right. So a captor is one who holds another prisoner or another person captive in some way. So he held her captive, and she made a choice to show the book or to share some of the book with this man, offering him some hope. When we don't feel that our life has purpose or meaning, sometimes we feel hopeless, don't we?
We do. And when we feel hopeless, we don't really care about our actions too much. We don't care if they're illegal or if they're hurtful to other people. This person had no hope, but Ashley brought this man some hope. Finally, Nichols let her go unharmed and let the police arrest him.
Right, it was quite amazing. She knew, she asked if she could leave for a time to go get something. He let her go, and then he even turned himself into the police. He let the police arrest him. So it seemed to have had quite an impact on him. Right now, it's time for us to take another look at more of what happens at the Saddleback Church in Southern California, Rick Warren's church. Join us now for this.
In this place, we have heard your words of love. In this place, we have learned to rise above, and we lift our hearts in one accord, and we sing your praises, Lord, for the things you have done in this place. From this place we go into all the world to serve you and proclaim. There is peace, there is hope in your name.
大家好，我是 Michelle。 首先我们看 corporation 这个名词，注意它的拼法里面有两个 R， C-O-R-P 这个字根有身体的意思，所以 corporation 有构成一个整体的含义，在这里是指法人团体或是公司，也可以简写成 corp， C-O-R-P 后面这样一点，例如 the Casio Corp， 卡西欧公司。例如 Josh works in a multinational publishing corporation， Josh 在一家跨国性的出版公司上班。继续我们看 astonishing 这个形容词，据 O 在这里是发 R 的音，所以念成 astonishing。 形容词 astonishing 是从 astonish 使吃惊这个动词的现在分词衍生出来的，意思是令人惊讶的。例如 astonishing achievement， 令人惊讶的成就。和它相关的另外一个形容词是 astonished， 就是字尾的 ing 变成 ed， 意思是感到惊讶的，都是用来形容人。例如 I was astonished when I heard the news， 当我听到消息的时候大吃一惊。接下来我们看的是 hostage 这个名词， hostage 是指被挟持的人质。例如 The hostages were finally released unharmed， 人质最后终于毫发无伤地被释放。课文中提到的 be 动词加上 taken hostage 这个被动语态，意思是被挟持。例如 13 students were taken hostage by the kidnappers， 13名学生被绑匪挟持。 And I'll see you tomorrow. Bye bye.
U.S. Senate. The U.S. Senate discusses and passes laws for the nation. Corporation. Tammy works for a large corporation with 1,100 employees. Astonish. Lisa astonished everyone when she got the top mark in her class. Hostage.The hostages were held for 13 months before they were released. Suspected. The suspected robber was found guilty after the money was discovered in his car. Captor. The captor demanded money before releasing the group of 12 people.
The Purpose-Driven Life. 40 Days. The Purpose-Driven Life introduces 40 Days of Purpose, designed to help readers explore the question, What am I here for? The book contains 40 chapters. The idea is to read a chapter a day. Every 7 days, you then meet with friends or co-workers to discuss what you've read.Millions worldwide have done this, individually and through specific organizations. Prisons, schools, the U.S. Senate, and corporations like the Coca-Cola Company have all organized discussion groups for the book. According to the Washington Post, Warren's book is being studied by millions and is astonishing the publishing world. Hostage brings hope.In March 2005, one particular reader made the news and brought the book even greater attention. Ashley Smith was taken hostage by escaped prisoner and suspected murderer Brian Nichols. During their over 7 hours together, Ashley asked if she could read to him from The Purpose-Driven Life. Nichols agreed and even asked her to repeat certain sections.Warren says Ms. Smith used the book to bring some hope to her captor's life. Nichols finally let her go unharmed and let the police arrest him.
Well, Vicki, based on this story, it seems that this book is not only popular, but it's also very powerful.
That's right. It had a profound impact on Brian Nichols. And it's time for us to say goodbye, students. We'll be back with more of The Purpose-Driven Life next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, friends.